If you're a fan of the Giants, make sure that you do become a member. They've just hit 10,000. Their aim is for 20,000 in 2017, and you're getting on board of the team with the asterisk. Of course, beaten in this year's preliminary final by the eventual premiers, the Bulldogs. What exciting times ahead for the GWS Giants and all their fans, and they've got plenty locally, need to get on board with membership. So head to the website, gwsgiants.com.au. And part of the excitement is that they bolster their lineup in 2017 with some academy guns. One of these academy guns, Harry Perryman, falls right into Paul Daffy's wheelhouse of a local football hero from Colin Gully in the Riverina, with a bit of a local football story to tell. Good morning to you, Harry.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on board. And first of all, Colin Gully is now Colin Gully Glenfield Park. It seems as though every time I look at Colin Gully, it's got a different name.
Yeah, that's it. We've changed names a few times, but, you know, we've won a few flags the last couple of years, so it doesn't seem to worry us.
All right. Harry, it's Paul Daffy. The reason I got you on, I don't know whether you heard the intro, but I was speaking to your grandmother's sister, actually, at a party recently. She's telling me about the four Perryman boys waiting for the school bus and the arrangement you have with football and cricket.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, no, like all us boys at home, we grew up just playing footy and cricket, and, you know, we love playing a bit of backyard cricket at home and then backyard footy, so it gets pretty competitive at times, but, you know, it's good fun, though.
So is it true that you've got a shed where you wait for the bus and you keep a footy and a cricket bat and a tennis ball in there for when you're waiting for the bus?
Yeah, we used to do that back in primary school. All four of us used to wait for the bus and, you know, have a hit of cricket and play a bit of footy.
All right. Go on, Fonny.
No, I was going to say, that sort of competitive football family from whether it's the Perrymans or the Danaher's seems to breed a pretty tough sort of sports person. We know that you've been part of the GWS Academy. How about the other boys? Are they following sporting pursuits as well?
Yeah, well, my older brother, he's on the farm, so he's probably, his career's probably done, I reckon. He's 20, so he probably might be past it.
What sort of farm is it?
We've got sheep and cattle and crops, so he's harvesting at the moment, so yeah, his career's done, I reckon.
can he play, Harry?
The two younger ones, they're up and coming, so they'll probably do all the Giants Academy and that, so they're coming through.
So they're Perry Men, really, the collective name of the team. The Giants Academy, it's starting to really bear fruit, and you're not the only graduate from the Giants Academy. Was that really important in your football development? Because we get told by the AFL how important it is to have an academy in non-traditional footy states. So you can tell us firsthand whether it's fair dinkum.
Yeah, that's definitely helped a lot for all us boys down there. Like, if it wasn't for the academy, we wouldn't be where we are now. So yeah, there's a lot of good coaches involved, and it is certainly a good program to be a part of.
Harry, you mentioned catching the bus to primary school. How far did you have to go and then to secondary school?
Primary school was only about half an hour, and then to high school we had to go into Wagga, so it was about an hour and a half, maybe, hour and 20.
Really?
Wow.
And then you'd have academy training in Wagga, or how did that all work out?
Yeah, academy training was Tuesday, Thursday, so it was a fair bit of travelling.
All right. Were the other kids live in Wagga, or did they come from farms near, like you, around about?
Yeah, a lot of blokes travelled. There's a fair few in Wagga, but yeah, a lot of people travelled from different towns around Wagga, so there's a fair bit of travelling involved.
Gee, all that time on the bus, an hour 20 bus trip into Wagga, that's a lot of time to be reading school books and studying. You must be very, very clever, Harry. You've done very well at school.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Maybe more time to talk about sport, and that's the beauty of living in the country, or at least what we perceive as living in the country here in town, because so many kids here have lost the hunger for going out and playing sport. But is it still very much a case of footy in the winter, cricket in the summer, maybe a bit of tennis in between for country boys and girls growing up?
Yeah, definitely. Like, at school, like, you just try out for whatever sport you want to, like, for a day off school. And then, like, at home and that, yeah, just, I've been playing cricket. I was playing cricket at Osborne before I got drafted, so it's just footy and cricket.
Now, Osborne, finally, there's no town. It's just a ground in a paddock.
There's Adam Schneider.
Adam Schneider's home club. Yep. which is actually an arch rival of Lockhart.
Yep.
So why do you play for Osborne, Harry?
Dad played in 5 premierships for Osborne back in the day, so he just always brought us up as Osborne, and then we played footy, because he played footy at Colin Gully too, so we played footy for Gully and then cricket for Osborne.
Now you played in a couple. You've started Colin Gully at 15 in the seniors, and you played in a couple of premierships. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, when was it? About 3 years ago, we won our first one in the RFL.
That's a River Footy League, yeah.
The year after, we went back-to-back, so they were good times, and yeah, it was a good bunch of blokes too.
You've started training with GWS. All the teams are on track. This is a side, of course, speaking with Harry Perryman, graduate from the football academy that the Giants have set up, and also a first round pick in this year's national draft. What has taken you so far about the step up to training with an AFL club, and is there any player that's sort of taken you under his wing in the early days?
Yeah, they've been a great bunch of blokes. Like, we've only been here for 2 weeks, and they've helped us out a lot. There's been Devin Smith's been really good, all the leaders, big Rory Lobby's been really good to all us young fellas. And
what's he like, that Rory Lobby's? He's a fascinating footballer, even though he stands taller than an extension ladder. He's brilliant on the ground. He's brilliant below his knees. He's great to watch.
Yeah, no, he moves pretty well on the track, and he's pretty laid back off it, so he's a good fella.
Harry, I interviewed Devin. You mentioned Devin Smith. I interviewed him before he was drafted, and he told me about his love of fishing. He grew up in Lara, I think. He used to go out in the bay and also in the rivers. Has he taken you fishing?
No, he hasn't yet. I'm waiting for my invite.
Oh, really? I thought he might have taken you out so far.
Yeah, no, I reckon we'll sort something out soon, definitely.
Oh, being from the Riverina with their great oceans and famous
water. Murrumbidgee is not far from where Harry's from, Tony.
Oh, yeah. He'd know how to catch a cod or a brim, therefore. Harry, thank you so much for joining us. It's an exciting time to be part of the GWS Giants. It's going to take a lot of work. You're going to have to step up to break into that 22, but good judges say it's going to happen sooner rather than later. So we look forward to your journey.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.